Hey everyone, Mike Nelson here. Just a very quick extra here. I'm super excited about this. You know how I'm giddy. You know how when you wake up when you're a kid and you're like, and you pull on your school clothes and you get your backpack and you trot down to breakfast. And then all of a sudden, someone, you know, your mother, father, brother, sister, cousin says, what are you doing? Like, I'm going to school. It was the worst day of my life. It's, you know, I'm going to school. What are you doing? And then they go, it's Saturday, idiot. And then the joy of that, the absolute unmitigated joy. Or when someone says, like, hey, did you buy the suit for that? Did you rent or buy the suit for that wedding for your cousin who you don't really like? But, we're obviously going to go to it, and you have to make that speech at the wedding. You have to say something nice about them, though obviously you loathe him. You don't think theirs is a good marriage. However, this is going to be in the middle of summer when we could be at a lake or something. We could be, but we're going to drive to Milwaukee, and the hotel is terrible, and we have to park. The parking is not included in the price of the hotel, by the way, and it's an underground ramp, and every time you go in, you have to, like, tip the guy. That wedding that we have to go, it's called off, and you're just like, it's like sun shines on, you cannot believe, it's a gift that you cannot believe has been given you. That's where I am right now. I'm at that moment because, as you know, as some of you know, I watched 80 for Brady. I did not know. I thought that's okay. That's a one-off. That's a crazy, like, it's so, I mean, it's obviously so good that they would have made more of them, except, you know, Rita Moreno is 91 years old. I don't know how many more they can get out of her, but this is a thing. This is a genre. Like the Quilters Push Back, this is an entire genre that I did not know about. I'm sorry, I'm not, you know, I'm working. I don't keep my finger on the pulse of the over 70 movie scene. But we have two movies that we are going to do. We are going to do somehow. Connor is gone for the 4th of July. This is the 3rd of July, by the way. The 4th is tomorrow. I do have stuff going on. My wife returned. Anyway, stuff is happening. I'm not just sitting here. I do have stuff going on. However, I'm excited about this. There's a book club series. It's called Book Club. Is the first movie. It's a 2018. And it stars, are you ready? Jane Fonda. Candace Bergen. Mary Steenburgen, I don't know. Diane Keaton. All right, so I assume you're all in. Andy Garcia, Don Johnson, Craig T. Nelson. I am pounding my desk. This is very exciting. However, that is only one of the two book club series. There's another one after that. It was just made in 2022, I think. But it involves like 50 Shades of Grey. I can't believe, I don't know how I missed this. I don't know what happened. But Book Club, the next chapter is 2023. That stars Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, Mary Steenburgen, Craig T. Nelson, Andy Garcia and Don Johnson. The point being, we're going to be occupied for quite a bit. I don't know how I will rope Connor into this. I don't know which one he will watch. I don't know how I will make him watch both of them. However, this is very exciting. So we're going to be busy for the next couple of months with these books. I did 80 for Brady. Connor's going to be, his mind is going to be blown. And then we're going to go, oh yeah, by the way. And then this is going to be sprung on him. So I want to do that live. So that'll be exciting. Anyway, just wanted you to know, exciting news. Lots of stuff happening at 372 pages. Woohoo!